So before you listen to the sermon, read Luke
chapter 2.
So we're in chapter 2 of the Gospel of Luke. Yeah, we're working through this book on Wednesdays.
Now
we came out just at chapter 1, where we had both the birth announcement of John the Baptist and Jesus Christ.
We looked at
the birth of John the Baptist.
تولد یحیی رو هم دیدیم.
And today we start with the birth of Jesus Christ.
امروز تولد مسیح رو شروع می‌کنیم.
Let's start reading. Luke 2 and read verses 1 to 5.
لوقا 2:1-5 رو بخونیم.
And it came to pass in those days that there were out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And his taxing was first made by Cyrenius, was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
و در آن ایام حکمی از آگوستوس قیصر صادر گشت که تمام جهان را اسم نویسی کنند. و این اسم نویسی اولین بود در هنگامی که در کرنیوس فرماندار سوریه بود. پس همه مردم هر یک به شهر خود برای اسم نویسی می رفتند. و یوسف نیز از جلیل از شهر ناصره به یهودیه به شهر داوود که بیت لحم نام داشت رفت، زیرا که او از خاندان و آل داوود بود تا نام او با مریم که زن نامزد شده او بود و نزدیک به زاییدن بود ثبت کرد.
Yeah, so Israel, of course, was under Roman occupation
at that time.
And Caesar Augustus had decided that everybody should be taxed in his own city. And that meant that Joseph and Mary had to travel from Bethlehem
to Bethlehem from Nazareth. Yeah, because Joseph
was the lineage of David.
چون از اخ از خاندان داوود بودن پس جزء ایت لحم بود.
Today it's much more convenient.
امروز خیلی راحت
تر میشه. We just go online and then the government tells us what to pay. What we need to pay.
برای مالیات رو ثبت کردن میری آنلاین یه کد میزنی و دولت بهت میده. لازم نیست جایی سفر کنی. همش پیدا می‌کنی. ثبت می‌کنی.
They had to travel.
باید سفر می‌کردن.
So where they were living, they were living in Nazareth.
توی ناصره زندگی می‌کردن.
And we often hear Jesus being called Jesus of Nazareth.
امروز اون موقع خیلی وقتا اسم عیسی رو می‌شنویم که میگن عیسی ناصری.
At this point, Mary is almost ready to give birth.
در اینجا مریم در حال آخرین روزهای بارداریش و وقت زایمانش.
I'm pretty sure she wasn't looking forward to be just commanded by the Caesar to go travel.
فکر می‌کنم مطمئن نبوده که اون قیصر بهش فرمان بده که سفر کنه.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how much kilometer it is, but it's around 120 kilometers.
کیلومتر، ولی حدود 120 کیلومتر.
But it was not by car, of course. They had to walk or sit on a donkey or something like that.
مثل الان که ماشین نبوده که از اینجا به اونجا 120 کیلومتر برن. و در حقیقت یا پیاده رفتن یا با سوار اولاغ بودن.
A trip taking 4 to 6 days.
سفری که 4 to 6 روز زمان می‌برد پای پیاده یا با اولاغ.
Yeah, very inconvenient for Mary, of course.
مریمی که 9 ماهه حامل است، حتما سفر راحتی نبوده.
Yeah, but they were forced to go there.
اما به اجبار باید می‌رفتن
دوشن. Why is this significant?
چرا این حرکت مهم بوده در کتاب مقدس؟
Because there's a prophecy in the Bible that
وقتی در کتاب مقدس هست که گفته شده که مسیح موعود
in Bethlehem.
در بیت لحم
متولد. Prophecy from 700 years ago.
700 سال پیش قبل از تولد عیسی.
Go to Micah.
Micah
and read from chapter 5 verses 1 and 2.
فصل 5 آیه 1 و 2 رو بخون.
Now guarded herself in troops, our daughter of troops, he had laid siege against us. They shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be a ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been born of old from everlasting.
Micah
5, verses 1 and 2.
Ay, daughter of Achor, فوجهای سربازانت را بسیج کن، زیرا به محاصره در آمدیم. ایشان با عصای خویش بر گونه حاکم اسرائیل میکوبند. اما تو ای بیت لحم افراته، گرچه در میان توایف یهودا کوچکی، از تو کسی برای من بیرون خواهد آمد که بر اسرائیل فرمان روایی خواهد کرد. طلوع او از قدیم و از ایام ازل بوده است.
Yeah, this talks about a ruler.
در مورد اون رهبری
that will come for
that
will rule in Israel.
توی اسرائیل کار میکنه.
And it says he has been going forth from old.
As
and it says then from everlasting.
و میگه از ایام ازل بوده کی از ازل متولد میشه از ازل بوده
about Jesus.
نبوتی بوده که در مورد عیسی
Jesus مسیح بوده. Is that ruler that would come from Bethlehem.
اون فرمان روایی است که از بیت لحم
so
بزرگ خواهد
in,
شد
instead of comfortably being at home
به جای اینکه توی خونه باشه مریم
where things would be made ready probably already ready for the baby to be born
بیت لحم زیاد همه چی و همه کس آماده بودن برای اون بچه‌ای که قرار بوده به دنیا بیاد
because Joseph is a carpenter he's probably adjusted the house so the baby could come.
در حقیقت همونجوری
که whatever was necessary.
یوسف نجار بوده حتما با چوب چیزایی که لازم بوده تغییرات تو خونه ایجاد کرده بوده آماده بوده که بچه به دنیا بیاد.
Mary just waiting for the last days. She was about to give birth.
نه ماهش بوده و آماده است برای زایمان.
Suddenly they're uprooted. And having to travel.
باید برن و سفر کنن.
Yeah, for this whole texting.
برای این سخت.
But it was for God's will to be carried out.
ولی همه اینها برای هدف خداوند بود که نبوت کتاب مقدس به تکامل برسه.
Yeah, it wasn't convenient.
راحت نبود.
But it was foretold that
the
Messiah would be born in Bethlehem.
که مسیح موعود در بیت لحم.
Here's something we can learn from that.
چیزی که میتونیم ازش یاد بگیریم.
Sometimes God can choose
خداوند شاید
to allow our lives to be uprooted
اجازه بده زندگی‌های ما از ریشه کنده شه
for his will to be done in
برای خواست خودش
for his will to be carried out
برای خواست خداوند و نامش
and
که
we might not like it in the moment that it happens
در اون لحظه ای که جابجا میشیم در اون لحظه ای که خوشمون نمیاد شاید خوشمون نیاد
yeah but later sometimes much later
بعد یه مدتی خیلی دیرتر
we can see how God used these situations
میتونیم ببینیم که خداوند از این شرایط برای
and through our lives.
در زندگی ما و از طریق زندگی.
And of course this is an example of that with Mary. But there are many examples of that.
خیلی مثال‌های دیگه‌ای هست که در
There's another very famous one.
Yeah, معروف‌ترین نبوت.
Joseph for example.
Yosef.
Yeah, Joseph ends up being sold into slavery by his brothers.
یوسف کش برادراش برای فروختن به عنوان یه برده میشه میفروشنش به یه شخص دیگه
working himself up the ladder as a slave
به عنوان یه برده تلاش میکنه که دوباره برگره بالا
becomes the top slave in somebody a rich man's house
بزرگترین برده مرده خونه میشه
then he gets falsely accused
بعد زن اون مرد بهش توهین میکنه
and then he ends up in prison
بعد میفته کجا تو زندان
yeah then God helps him to interpret some dreams
خداوند کمکش میکنه یه خوابی رو تعبیر کنه یه رویایی رو برای یه نفر تعبیر کنه
and of course yeah the wine the guy will gives the wine said now I'll think about you and remember you but he forgot
کسی که بهش رویا رو گفته بوده شراب گفته بود یا
گفته بود left in prison
ولی یادش نمیاد و تو زندان فراموشش میکنه
Joseph has had some serious disruption in his life.
در حقیقت یوسف خیلی سختی ها رو بعد از
eventually he's taken from prison.
ولی آخر سر از زندان اومد بیرون.
He's second in command in Egypt.
و شد دومین فرماندار مصر. بزرگترین دومین کشور بزرگ دنیا.
Yeah, why did he have to go to this trouble? Why was he uprooted?
چرا سختی کشید؟ چرا مجبور شد اون سفر بره؟
Listen to what Joseph himself says.
ببینید خود
یوسف. Genesis 50 verse 20.
پیدایش 50 آیه 20.
Yeah, this is a conversation between his brothers who sold him into slavery and him. But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive.
شما قصد بد برای من داشتید، اما خدا قصد نیک از آن داشت تا کاری کند که مردمان بسیاری زنده بمانند چنانکه امروز شده است.
Yeah, of course, it's related directly to the 7 years of abundance and the 7 years of famine.
سال خوشسالی برمیگرده.
That God helped to
خداوند کمکش کرد.
Explain the dream from Pharaoh.
که کمک کرد
so God allowed these things in the life of Joseph for a purpose. For his will to be fulfilled.
برای خواست او که تکمیل شد.
And here's how we can be sure of.
این چیزیست که
when we do what is right, when we honor God with our lives.
اگر با خداوند احترام بذاریم
we can know for sure that whatever happens.
مطمئن شیم که هر اتفاقی که بیفته.
Yeah, that it will work to good.
که برای نیکیمون استفاده
yeah. For those who love him and are called according to his purpose. That is in Romans
8:28.
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
8 what?
8:28.
و و می دانیم که برای آنانی که خدا را دوست می دارند و به حسب اراده او خوانده شده اند همه چیزها برای خیریت ایشان با هم در کار می باشند.
Yeah, Joseph gets uprooted.
یوسف از ریشه کنده
میشه. In the end, these things are all working together for good. Now, Joseph and Mary, they were uprooted. They didn't look for traveling in this time.
مجبور شدن از جاشون بلند شن و توی بدترین زمان زندگیشون سفر
کنن.
اما برای هدف خداوند بود.
Yeah, here's another example of this, and then we can also see a right attitude.
که اگر رفتارمون درست باشه خداوند چجوری در
مورد بوک اف جوب
میکنه. کتاب ایوب.
Yeah, this is a man whose life is uprooted like almost no other man in the Bible.
یک کسی هست که در زندگیش داغون شد و بیش از اون که بخوای تصورش
کنی
ایوب هر چی که داشت رو از دست
داد، همه
بچه‌هاش رو از دست
داد،
همه زنا بر ضدش بلند شدن، سلامتی کاملش رو از دست داد.
But listen to what Job says.
و بعد ببینید ایوب آخر سر چی گفت.
And we know he's a righteous man.
می‌دونیم که مردی
بود. The Bible says at that time that he lived.
مقدس میگه در زمانی که ایوب زندگی می‌کرد.
Yeah, he was the most righteous man.
از اون نیکوتر کسی دیگه دنیا نبود.
Yeah, but listen what he says in Job 23:10. But you know it, the way that I take. When he had tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
اما اون راهی را که می‌روم می‌داند و چون مرا بیازماید مانند طلا بیرون خواهم آمد.
Yeah, so Job trusts in God.
ایوب اعتماد میکنه به
خداوند. And all will eventually work together for good in the end.
همش برای نیکی و بهترین.
Yeah, God knows where we're at.
خداوند میدونه ما
کجاییم.
خداوند میدونه ما در چه مسیری هستیم و چه جای سختی هستیم.
Job didn't understand what's happening.
ایوب هم نمیدونست که چه اتفاق و بلایی قراره سرش بیفته.
But he says, in the end, I know, I will come forward as gold.
مثل طلا بیرون خواهد.
Yeah, and our prayer should be
God,
let your kingdom come and let your will be done.
خواست و اراده تو انجام شود.
Yeah, go back to Luke chapter 2, 8, verses 6 and 7.
لوقا فصل 2 آیه 6 و 7 رو بخونیم.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth his firstborn, her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
و وقتی که ایشان در آنجا بودند، هنگام وضع حمل او رسیده، پسر نخستین خود را زایید، و او را در قنداقه پیچیده، در آخر خوابانید، زیرا که برای ایشان در مهمانسرا جایی نبود.
Yeah, so while in Bethlehem, Mary gives birth to Jesus. And we already looked at this, but she gives birth to our firstborn son. Yeah, we know that Jesus had half brothers and half sisters. Yeah, from Mary and Joseph. And the fact that he has a firstborn implies more than one.
She was not a
perpetual virgin. As
کاتولیکا اعلام میکنن که همیشه باکر موند دروغه.
Now where did she give birth?
کجا زایمان کرد؟
It says in a place where they keep animals.
میگه در آخر جا آخر خوابانی.
Yeah, why there was no place for them in the inn?
زیرا که برای ایشان در مهمانسرا جایی نبود.
And of course we know that, but let me read some of the verses. Who was born in a place where animals are kept?
کی در آخر متولد میشد؟
Yeah, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word
was God. و کلمه خدا بود.
And John 1:14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
جسم گردید و در میان ما ساکن گردید. و ما جلالش
the glory as of the only begotten
جلال تنها یگانه پسر خداوند پر از فیض و حقیقت خداوند.
Yeah, 1 Timothy 3:16.
اول تیموتائوس
3:16 was manifest in the flesh.
خداوند در جسم شکل گرفت.
Yeah, we already saw in chapter 1 how would he be called?
چه جوری خوانده خواهد شد؟
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
God with us.
Yeah,
God himself came to this earth.
خود خداوند اومد در میان زمین ساکن شد. خود
خداوند only humbled himself to take on flesh.
فروتن کرد که جسم پوشید.
But he also humbled himself being born in a simple family.
خود خداوند فروتن کرد
from a small town.
در یه خانواده کوچیک
And being born in a place where they keep animals.
و حتی در بدترین و پسترین جا که آخر باشه به دنیا اومد.
As his first resting place on the earth.
اولین جایی که خداوند استراحت کرد
was in a manger
آخر حیوانات بود.
That is used for feeding animals.
جایی که استفاده میکردن حیوانا رو غذا بدن.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, is the example of humility.
نمونه فروتنی کامله.
Go to Philippians 5.
فیلیپیان 5.
Philippians 5. Wait. Is that right? No. Let me check that. That's not.
Philippians doesn't have
that
five.
Is, yeah, that's why I said that's not right.
2:5.
Is it?
What do you want? 2:5.
It's 2.
5 and 6.
2. 2:5-8.
Yeah, I know.
Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
پس همین فکر در شما باشد که در مسیح عیسی نیز بود که چون در صورت خدا بود با خدا برابر بودن را غنیمت نشمرده اما خود را پست نموده صورت غلام را پذیرفت به شباهت آدمیان در آمد و چون در شکل انسان پیدا شد خیشتن را فروتن ساخت و تا به مرگ بلکه تا به مرگ صلیب مطیع گردید.
Yeah, Jesus humbled himself.
مسیح خود را فروتن کرد.
Yeah, being obedient until death on the cross.
اطاعت تا به صلیب.
And aren't we glad that
آیا ما خوشحال نیستیم
came
که عیسی مسیح
our substitute.
اومد که جایگزین
that he humbled
ما باشه.
To فروتن die شد death خودش. Like this.
حتی مرگ این شکلی رو
so
برای ما
can have life.
که من و شما زندگی داشته باشیم.
Listen to 2 Corinthians 8:9.
دوم قرنتیان.
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
8:9.
That though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor. That ye through his poverty might be rich.
8:9.
زیرا که فیض خداوند ما عیسی مسیح را می‌دانید که هرچند دولتمند بود برای شما فقیر شد تا شما از فقر او دولتمند شوید.
Yeah, Jesus again humbled himself.
عیسی مسیح خودش
را
فروتن
کرد. And through his poverty,
که به وسیله
we might be rich in him.
که ما ثروت داشته باشیم.
We are called the children of God because of him.
ما خوانده شدیم فرزندان خداوند به خاطر او.
Yeah, go back to Luke 2.
لوقا 2.
And this is verses 8 to 11.
And
there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
و در آن نواحی شبانان در صحرا به سر می بردند و در شب پاسبانی گله های خیش می کردند. ناگاه فرشته خداوند بر ایشان ظاهر شد و کبریایی خداوند بر گرد ایشان تابید و بی اندازه ترسان گشتند. فرشته ایشان را گفت مترسید زیرا اینک بشارت خوشی عظیم به شما می دهم که برای همه قوم خواهد بود که امروز برای شما در شهر داوود نجات دهنده که مسیح خداوند باشد متولد شد.
Yep. So the first group of people that the birth of Jesus is announced to by an angel are these shepherds. Yeah, not the ruler of the city, not some important person.
No,
some shepherds who were in the field. Yeah, so the angels start talking to them, they're afraid.
That's what we see all the time. Angels
says, fear not. Because I have good news of great joy. Yeah, which is news for all the people. Which is good news for all the people. Now, I want to look for a moment at the titles that are used here. First of all, it says he is the Savior. Then he says he is the Christ. And then it says he is the Lord. Now, is he the Savior of only the Jews?
آیا مسیح فقط نجات دهنده یهودیاست؟
No, because it's good news for all people.
چون میگه که نه، بشارت
خوشی
از این
دارم
برای همه قوم ها. کلام خداوند میگه بشارتی دارم برای همه قوم ها.
Is Jesus one of many saviors?
آیا عیسی مسیح یکی از نجات دهنده هاست؟
No, Jesus is the only savior.
نه، عیسی مسیح تنها نجات دهنده است.
John 14:6.
یوحنا 14:6.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
عیسی بدو گفت من راه و راستی و حیات هستم هیچ کس نزد پدر بجز به وسیله من نمیاد.
No other name given under heaven by which we must be saved.
هیچ نام دیگه‌ای در آسمان داده نشده که بتونیم از طریق اون نجات پیدا کنیم.
Yeah, there's only one way to go to heaven.
فقط یک راه
برای بهش
هست.
Through faith.
اونم از طریق فیض، از طریق ایمان.
Yeah, in Jesus Christ.
در عیسی مسیح.
And it's not Jesus plus something.
نه عیسی مسیح به علاوه یکی دیگه.
It's not Jesus plus a good life.
It's not Jesus and
being baptized. No, it's by faith alone that a man can be saved. And it's only through Jesus.
Yeah.
Either you pay for your own sins.
Yeah,
and you are your own savior.
Or
he is the savior. Yeah, and of course, when you are your own savior, you will end up short. Now, Jesus is the savior, and he's also the Christ. And that points that he is the one who would come. He is the anointed one. He is the chosen one. Yeah, the Old Testament pointed to the Messiah to come. Yeah, the prophecies were pointing to Jesus. And at last he says that Jesus is the Lord. And it simply means that Jesus is the boss. Yeah, regardless if somebody recognizes that Jesus is the boss, he is. Yeah, if you don't submit to him, doesn't mean that he's not the boss. He is the Lord. He's actually called the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And there will come a moment that everybody will acknowledge this.
زمانی خواهد رسید که همه رو در
خواهند go back to Philippians 2. I told you to keep your finger there. Read verse, from verse 9. Therefore God also had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. 9-11.
از این جهت خدا نیز او را بسیار سرفراز نمود و نامی را که برتر از همه نام‌هاست بدو بخشید، تا به نام عیسی هر زانوی از آنچه در آسمان و بر زمین و زیر زمین است خم شود و هر زبان اقرار کند که عیسی مسیح خداوند است برای تمجید خدای پدر.
Now, we know this, that Jesus is Lord.
Yeah,
we might not always live like that. Yeah, that Jesus is the boss. Because we are sinning and doing our own things. But regardless, he is the Lord.
مهم نیست خداونده، ولی
He is also the Lord for every atheist.
خداونده حتی برای اون کسی که بی خداست.
And it will come a point
زمانی میرسه که
that they will bow the knee and acknowledge that Jesus is the Lord.
و اعلام خواهد کرد
yeah,
اون خداونده.
And that will be before they will be thrown into the lake of fire.
اما دیره و قبل از مجازاتشونه.
Yeah, because they rejected Jesus.
چون عیسی مسیح رو رد کردن.
Yeah, when we speak to people in the park.
وقتی ما با کسی تو پارک حرف میزنیم
and they
میکنیم.
And they buzz us off because they don't want to hear us talking about Jesus.
بشنویم ما رو بیرون میکنن.
One day,
یه روزی
each one of them
یکی از اونها
will bow the knee to Jesus
زانوش خم خواهد شد
and declare that he is Lord.
اعلام خواهد کرد که او خداونده.
Read verse 12 in Luke chapter 2.
فصل دو.
And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger.
و علامت برای شما این است که کودکی در قنداره پیچیده و در آخر خوابیده خواهید یافت.
Yeah, so the angel says, the Savior will come, the promise, the Messiah will come, the Lord will come, has come. And here's a sign. Here's how you're going to find it.
Yeah.
You're not going to search in the palace. You're not going to search in places where rich people live.
Now,
let me give you the sign. Here's what you'll be looking for.
Yeah.
You'll be finding this King of Kings, this Lord of Lords, in a place where animals eat from. Yeah, Jesus humbled himself. He came as a servant at his first coming. He will come again. And then he will be highly exalted. Yeah, read verses 13 and 14. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, God will goodwill toward men.
در همان حال فوجی از لشکر آسمانی با فرشته حاضر شده خدا را ستایش کنان می گفتند خدا رو در عالم اعلا جلال و بر زمین آرامش در میان مردم رضامندی باد.
Yeah, so the first thing, the angels are praising God.
فرشتگان خدا رو
میپرستن. Giving glory to God in the highest.
جلال میدن به خداوند عظیم.
But what is the message? What is
the جواب چیه؟ پیام چیه؟
Yeah, let there be peace.
آرامش باشه، رضامندی باشه.
Yeah, goodwill toward men.
آرامش در میان
مردم. We need to realize that without Jesus Christ.
و بدونیم که بدون عیسی
this earth will not know peace.
این زمین آرامش
نخواهد Jesus is the prince of peace.
عیسی مسیح سلطان آرامشه.
Yeah, Isaiah 9:6 it says that.
اشعیا 6 این حرفو میزنه.
Yeah, we want to be have peace on this earth.
می‌خوایم آرامش داشته باشیم تو زمین.
Yeah, we pray for that.
آرامش خدا رو می‌خوایم.
Yeah, we don't want wars.
جنگ نمی‌خوایم.
It takes Jesus.
فقط عیسی لازمه.
To take control of this earth.
فقط عیسی داره زمین رو کنترل کنه که اون سال‌ها آرامش رو روی زمین برقرار کنه.
Of course, ultimately, those prayers when we pray for peace will be answered.
آرامش دعا می‌کنیم. آرامش واقعی Jesus will rule and reign on this earth. وقتی عیسی مسیح بیاد و سلطنت کنه روی زمین.
Yeah, the millennium reign of Christ.
وقتی سلطنت هزار عیسی مسیح باشه دیگه ناراحتی نخواهد
بود. As individuals,
اما تو زندگی yeah, شخصی
we can live in peace today.
میتونیم در آرامش امروز زندگی کنیم.
In that we can place our lives in Jesus. We can
زندگیمون رو در عیسی
give our burdens to him.
و بارمون رو بر روی عیسی.
Because on a personal level God can give us peace which comes through Jesus.
Philippians.
Philippians 4:6-7.
فصل 4 6 و 7.
Yeah, be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
For what?
6 و 8. برای هیچ
چیز. برای هیچ چیز اندیشه مکنید. بلکه در هر چیز با استغاثه و دعا با شکرگزاری درخواست‌های خود را به خدا عرض کنید.
Yeah.
و سلامتی خدا که فرای تمامی عقل است، دلها و ذهن‌های شما را در مسیح عیسی نگاه خواهد داشت.
Yeah. When we need peace,
وقتی آرامش لازم داریم.
Jesus is the person to go to.
عیسی مسیح اون کسی است که باید به حضورش بریم.
Yeah. When I am stressed, when I am have all kinds of things on my mind.
وقتی تو فکرم خیلی زیاد.
Things don't go as I want them to go.
اونجوری که دلم میخواد.
If I'm troubled.
اتفاق بیفته اتفاق نمیفته. وقتی دلم سنگین میکنه.
I pray. I go to Jesus.
میرم به سمت عیسی مسیح.
And I confess.
اعتراف میکنم.
God, I shouldn't be worrying. I shouldn't be letting this peace take away from me.
خداوند نمیذارم آرامشت از من
yeah,
گرفته شه.
I trust in you. I leave it with you.
میکنم به تو.
And
به حضور تو میذارم.
The promises that Jesus gives
و عیسی
peace.
مسیح قول داده که هممون آرامش
Now,
رو خواهد
Of course, we have the tendency to pick it up again.
اما ما عادت داریم که مشکلاتمون رو دوباره برش داریم.
But what I do again, I bring it again to God.
دوباره برش میذارم و میذارمش.
Till I'm able to leave it there.
بتونم پای صلیب ولش کنم.
Go back to Luke 2, verse 15 and 16. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even into Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord had made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger.
و چون فرشتگان از نزد ایشان به آسمان رفتند، شبانان با یکدیگر گفتند، الان به بیت لحم برویم و این چیز را که واقع شده و خداوند آن را به ما اعلام نموده است ببینیم. پس به شتاب رفته مریم و یوسف و آن طفل را در آخر خوابیده یافتند.
Yeah, so the first thing they do when having witnessed this event, this angelic group of angels praising God, this angel that is speaking to them,
yeah,
they go directly out and search for the Savior. They find him laying in a manger, as the angel had said. And so they went home and then kept it to themselves. No. Read the next verses. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning his child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
چون این را دیدن، آن سخنی را که درباره طفل به دیشان گفته شده بود، به طور گسترده پخش کردند.
Yeah, so the first thing they're doing afterwards is just telling everybody who wants to hear.
هر کسی که می‌خواست بشنوه گفتم.
It's interesting that God is choosing
جالبه که خداوند
shepherds to reveal the coming of the Savior
استفاده کرد که اومدن first group of people. فرشته آمدن نجات دهنده رو به همه دنیا اعلام
Simple,
کنه.
Normal
اولین
people.
گروه در حقیقت فروترین کار فروترین آدمای ساده
like you and me.
مثل من و شما
yeah. And they are also the first people who start going out and telling about the birth of Christ.
اولین گروهی بودن که میرن و
the same shepherds become the first messengers.
همون فرشته که اولین پیام‌آور میشن.
Simple people like you and me.
خیلی ساده، آدمای ساده مثل من و شما.
Yeah, God chose normal people to bring good tidings that the Savior had come to the earth.
خداوند خبر خوشی رو میاره که به همه که نجات دهنده اومده.
Yeah, that the chosen one had arrived.
که انتخاب کننده آمده.
Okay, now who needs to bring those good tidings today?
امروز چه کسی باید اون خبرای خوشو ببره?
Is God today choosing an angel or a host of angels or some special prophets and preachers? No. God chooses again normal people like you and me. Yeah, we've heard the good news. We have the light now. Yeah, to bring the light to others. Yeah, we freely received.
We're
freely
out
to give the message out. Yeah, the message of good tidings, the message of hope. Verse 19 and 20 of Luke 2. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told unto them.
و هر که می شنید از آنچه شبانان بهشان گفتند تعجب می نمود. اما مریم در دل خود متفکر شده این همه سخنان را نگاه می داشت. و شبانان خدا را تمجید و ستایش کنان برگشتند به سبب همه آن اموری که دیده و شنیده بودند، چنان که به ایشان گفته شده بود.